I've always felt that stories and pictures were a way of keeping people I knew alive and as they were. Portraits, for instance, you know, that show people young or middle-aged long after they're dead and keep them remembered long after they're forgotten, I hope. And the same if you make people characters and stories. Anybody who has seen a lot of my work, book illustrative designs, mural paintings, will find certain faces and figures keep coming up in them. Certain symbolic or emblematic figures, like the winged embryo inside the skull, which for me is a way of reconciling life and death, because showing that death contains new life and all life passes through death to take on a new form. Many such figures I use and recycle, and many mottos. Work as if you lived in the early days of a better nation. I got that from Dennis Lee, a Canadian poet, and it seemed to me such a good idea, such a good way of approaching your own work, seeing yourself as something early and something that can be made better.